There is a lot of pain coming in multifamily real estate, and it's honestly scary, but I'm going to show you in this video how you can actually take advantage of the opportunity that's coming. But I'm telling you right now, a lot of people are going to lose money. A lot of people are going to file for bankruptcy, sue people to try to get some money. I'm telling you, I'm seeing it right now. I'm going to tell you some crazy stories that I'm seeing as we speak in the business. It's honestly one of the reasons why I didn't make a video last week, because I was so inundated with deals. But right now, there's pain. And let me tell you, the biggest reason why there's so much pain in the market right now is because so many people were expecting interest rates to start coming down in 2024. And now the Fed has said that they don't plan on stopping or lowering rates at all in 2024. And in fact, rates have gone up dramatically the last 2 months, because the 10-year treasury, which is what rates the market goes off of, and the 10-year treasury, if you Google it right now, has gone up significantly since the new year, because the Fed's announced that they won't be lowering rates in 2024. And so many people, so many owners were banking on interest rates coming down, so many brokers, so many lenders, the whole industry right now, they're shaken up, they're scared, they're worried, because right now there's just not a lot of things happening. And honestly, our team is thriving right now off that, because the competition is lower and because a lot of people are getting out of the market. And when people are in pain, things happen. But let me tell you right now, we're working on a $35 million deal, and the owner bought the property in 2017, which is like 7 years ago. They bought it for $33 million, and they're trying to sell it for $35 million. And after they pay a commission, they're breaking even, basically. And the sad part is the property's probably worth like $30 to $31 million. And I got the seller an offer at that price, but right now they're just not willing to sell at that price because they just don't want to stomach that big of a loss. I mean, a $3 to $4 million loss in 7 years of owning a property, that's a tough pill to swallow. Imagine investing in a property for $33 million and losing $4 million on it over a span of 7 years. Not a great investment. So that leads me to my first point on why the market right now is in so much pain. And the big reason why is because there were so many people who overpaid in 2020, 2021, and 2022. And this is the time where rates were extremely low. And when rates got low, people got greedy. They got very aggressive. Like, if you were in the market a couple years ago to now, like, you've seen the dramatic change. It's night and day. Right now, it's hard to get a buyer to even bid on a property. And back then, there was like 20 to 30 offers on every single property that came on the market. Like, back then, 2021, I knew that if I was listing a property, I was going to sell it. Now, when I go for a listing, I'm like, man, is this really going to sell? I don't know. And the thing that sucks is that so many brokers in my market, or in any market I bet, but my market specifically here in Southern California, there are so many brokers that are just trying to tie up listings at a price where they'll never sell, just to try to control the inventory. Like, just the other week, I gave a seller a proposal for the property for $2 million. It's worth $2 million. And some other dumbass broker, some newbie at a big company that I won't name, that is notoriously known for overvaluing properties and then marking it down during the listing period when they have full control of the listing. God, I hate that company. But anyways, that company gave them a proposal at $2.5 million. It just ruins the chances of anyone selling that property. And it's actually a disservice to that property owner, because now they think their property is falsely worth $2.5 million. And when I give them the data and the stats on why their property is worth $2 million, especially when rates are high, it's like a 4 cap. And I mean, and when cap rates are much lower than the interest rate, it's hard to sell, right? So it's called negative leverage. If you're buying a 4 cap or a 4% return, if you paid all cash for the property, basically what a cap rate is. It's the NOI, net operating income, divided by the purchase price. So if you buy a property, it's a 4% cap or a 4% return, and your cost to borrow debt is at 6.5% to 7%, you're getting significantly negative leverage. And what does that mean? Your cash flow goes down significantly and you have to put more money down to even just break even. It doesn't make sense. But right now, every deal that I see on the market is still negative leverage. And this is gonna catch up. And the reason why pain is coming in multifamily real estate, like I mentioned in the beginning of this video, is because it takes cap rates a long time for them to decompress and rise. And when cap rates rise, when cap rates go from a 4% to 6%, do you wanna know what happens to values? They plummet. As cap rates go up, values go down. It's an inverse relationship. Because think about it. If you buy a 4% cap rate, right? Or let's say the property's on the market for a 4% cap rate at 2 million. If that cap rate is 5%, that means the return is higher. In order for the return to be higher, you have to pay a lower price. So a 4 cap that's 2 million is like 1.6, 1.7 at a 5 cap. It's like a huge difference. So keep that in mind. Just think about this stuff when you see things on the market. And honestly, if you go to any news headlines like The Real Deal or CoStar, like every day there's a new owner being like starred or flagged on their headline, like, you know, this REIT or this family office is about a default on this office building, this hotel, this multifamily building. I mean, if you overpaid for a property right now in the Sun Belt, like Texas, Arizona, Vegas, oof, I feel bad for you. Because those areas are overbuilt. And I know that everyone shits on California, but let me tell you one thing that California has going for itself. California is very underbuilt. And do you know what happens when properties are underbuilt? Rents keep going up and they're easy to rent units. Do you wanna know what happens when units are overbuilt? Supply and demand, right? Rents go down and it's harder to rent it. Now the tenants have all the power. And rents are going down in Texas. Rents are going down in Missouri. Rents are going down in Arizona. Rents are going down in Vegas. And you wanna know what happens when rents go down and interest rates go up? People lose a lot of money. And that's what's happening right now. People are losing money. And right now, people are holding tight to their chest. There's so many people that I've heard just throughout my network, my tertiary network, that can't sleep at night because they're afraid of when that loan is coming due. And if you don't know what it means when a loan comes due, it means that the fixed term period is about to end. So in a commercial loan, if you get a 30-year loan, typically the loan is fixed for in between 5 to 10 years. And there's a lot of people right now that got 3 to 5 year fixed loans at a 4 or 3% interest rate. And guess what? When that fixed term is due, which is what I mean by the fixed term coming due, their rate's about a double. And you know what happens when rates double? They have to do a cash in refinance. So they have to put money in order to keep the property and refinance it. And their cash flow goes down. So what's gonna happen? They're gonna sell the property. No one's gonna do that. I mean, 4 or 5 months ago, all the way up until now, I'm hearing more and more syndicators call for what's called a capital call. And that's when, if they already raised the money to buy an apartment building and the property isn't doing well and they have to refinance or have to add money to rehab the property because something went wrong, they call investors for a capital call. It's the worst thing in real estate. If you're an investor and you call for a capital call, that means you failed, honestly. And it's the most embarrassing thing. And usually investors say no and they don't have to say yes. But if you call for a capital call as an investor, as a syndicator, your career is over. I mean, it is a brutal career. Like, that's why I love brokerage and I'm liking it more and more, even though I am an investor. But, you know, a wise man once told me that brokers make the most money in real estate and they sleep the best at night. And it makes sense because as a broker, you make huge commissions and there's no risk and you get a lot of repeat business. And you cash in cold hard cash while these people are sitting on equity trying to build it, or they're losing a lot of equity. Like, imagine sitting on a property for 6 years and losing $3 million. Imagine buying a $30 million deal, hoping you're gonna make a huge buck, and then you end up going to foreclosure, and now your credit's fucked, and now you're going to bankruptcy, and you can never, ever qualify for even a single family home for your wife and your kids anymore because your credit went down the drain. You have to be a renter for the rest of your life. Sounds awful, right? Terrible. So, what's the point of this video? point of this video is, if you're going through this right now, I'm sorry, but it's going to get better. But what I can tell you is you should probably sell now before it gets worse. Don't catch a falling knife as it's going down, because values are going to go down even more this year. And if you're sitting hoping that rates are going to come down, hoping that the crystal ball comes in your favor, just sell your property and don't lose your ass. Don't lose everything. Even if it's a small loss, live to play the game another day. If you hold the property for too long and you go into foreclosure, you can never play the game ever again. You're done. Your career is over. You're done. So live to play another day. But if you're trying to get into the market right now, whether you're a broker or an investor, like, right now is such a freaking good opportunity, because there's so many people right now that are hurting. There's pain in the air. And what did the greatest investor in the world, Warren Buffett, say to us? Be greedy while others are fearful, and be fearful while others are greedy. If you were fearful in 2021 and 2022, good job. You might have missed out on some money, but at least you didn't lose your ass. A lot of people did. And now's your time to get into the market. So if you want to find the best deals, you want to work with a brokerage who are finding the best deals. Right now, we have more off-market properties than any other firm in San Diego County. I can bet my life on that. And when we expand to Orange County and LA, we'll still find the best deals. So you want to partner with a broker who are finding the best deals. And if you're wanting to get into brokerage, you want to find a team that's going to mentor you, that's going to train you, that's going to teach you, that's going to invest their time in you, give you leads, give you back-end support, so that you can go out there and find as many deals as possible, and all you do is sell and focus on revenue-producing activities. So I'm telling you right now, if you're watching this, you've got to reach out to me. You've got to reach out to me. If you think that there's a chance that you can get into real estate, whether it's as a broker or whatever, as an investor, you got to click the link below and just say, hey, how can I get into real estate? Because I want to help you. I really do. So right now, the opportunities are there. We have like 20 transactions in our office right now. We are on fire. Even though the market's burning and crashing, we are navigating the market and we know how to get deals. So hope you enjoyed the video. If you did, I greatly appreciate a like. And if not, no worries. Maybe I'll see you next time. Maybe I won't. But anyways, hope you have a great week or a great life if I never see you again. But other than that, let me know what you think in the comments below. I'm happy to answer any questions or provide any feedback.